Let's start from the top. This is Lisa Alvarado. This is my mom, Nelly Alvarado.
Yeah.
Y dice en español.
Bienvenido a encontrar lo gracioso con Lisa Alvarado.
You nailed it.
Okay.
All right. All right. Una vez más.
Yay, yay.
That's my mom getting the chancla out.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of Find the Funny with Lisa Alvarado. This is my producer, Sarah, and you definitely need to meet her because she is fantastic. She is the one that puts all of this together. This actually wasn't our planned episode 2.
Right, that's true. That's true.
We already shot episode 2, but we got such an amazing response. People came out of the woodwork and started sharing their stories with us, and we were so touched that we're like, we got to shoot an episode right now and thank everybody.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great to hear from everybody.
Yeah. So it, as you know, it was my birthday week. And we spent it in beautiful Mexico.
Which is another reason why we had to go with something.
We are in Puerto Vallarta, but we did go to Sayulita, and we do have some really fun little shots to show you from Sayulita. So here's that. Oh, and you gotta see this. I feel like a local here, you know, being Latina, but Sarah acts like a local as well. She loves the people here. And so we decided to take the bus to Sayulita, which basically costs like a nickel.
That's how Latinos do it. We take the bus. Do you understand? This only cost me like a buck and a chicken.
Then this is us in the streets having fun in Sayulita. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, Sayulita is really beautiful. It's really special.
Yeah, what was your favorite part of Sayulita?
There was a lot of things. I mean, the colors in Sayulita was, am I saying it right?
Sayulita.
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 The colors were really beautiful. I was just fascinated with that and the quaintness of it. But man, those shrimp tacos.
Yeah, there's this little place right next to the beach. There's this woman that's owned this, I don't know, I forgot the name, but you can't miss it because there's always a line down the block.
Yeah.
It's like $1.50 for a shrimp taco, and it's the most amazing sauce. Everything's homemade. I think we had 4 a piece. Literally. And a drink. And it was like $30.
And her hospitality, I think, was just really charming.
You know why Sayulita's popular now with America? Is because The Bachelor. They filmed The Bachelor in Paradise there. That's not why I went. Okay. I went for the fish tacos and the cool beach. And like, it's such a little like hippie town. It's beautiful. Everything's handmade. You can get jewelry, like leather that's like handmade by a 4-year-old. It's amazing. But now it's become super touristy because they taped the show, The Bachelor in Paradise there.
Yeah. I did notice how it shifted a little from day to night. From the daytime, it was very quaint and very local.
Yeah.
But then when it got to the night, nighttime, it was...
Then it got local.
Got the party town.
Yeah.
Then it got local.
Yeah. Then it got crazy. And then it got a little, it got a lot of that at nighttime. Yeah. We were walking down the street going like, woohoo, this is crazy. No extra charge. But they do tape The Bachelor there, but I didn't get a rose. I gave out like 12.
You were kind of educating me a little bit on like the best ways to interact when you're in another country, or specifically Mexico, because a lot of people are afraid when they're traveling.
Definitely. Sarah's right. I'm American, but my parents were born in Lima, Peru. So I kind of feel comfortable in a Latin country. It's just, it's easier than you think. There are some tips. Like, first of all, a lot of people are afraid to take the taxis. The taxis, for the most part, I feel like they're safe. I've taken taxis several times by myself. Just don't brush your teeth. That helps. if you're going to take a taxi, which I believe is pretty safe, negotiate the price before you even get into the cab, because what happens is they might take a longer route. But if you said, okay, $8 to go from here to my hotel, and you've negotiated it, of course he's going to stick to the $8 route. That's one thing. Take an Uber if you can. Two, negotiate the price ahead of time. And that's with anything. If you're going to go get a massage, if you're going to buy something, especially from the vendors on the beach, negotiate the price before you say, I want it. And you can get anything.
Yeah.
On the beach, by the way.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, like if you can't find it in a store, you can get it on the beach. You can get a massage on the beach. You can get a hats. You can get sarongs. You can get a swing. Like you can get anything. You can get herpes. I mean, it's all free, basically. You can get braids. Get braids.
You can get braids.
Yes, yes. Yes. Everybody was getting their hair braided on the beach. Both of them. So the carpets match the drapes, right?
Exactly.
So what I'm saying is, like, come visit Mexico, not just Puerto Vallarta, but like other areas, and you should feel safe. Another thing they can do is they should get their money exchanged where?
I was just going to say, you get to do it in America. Yeah. Although I have done it in...
You can do it here.
At home, here, and it's actually not as complicated. I think it's... Just the language, so to speak, is the barrier. But the people are usually very patient if you're patient with them, you know, and try to understand. One of the things I wanted to ask you about what I learned that I thought was helpful was the thing about the no thank you or gracias and saying and the difference.
Right. So the tourists that come in, they get very uneasy because they're approached a lot by the locals when they're trying to sell them things. Like that happens a lot on the beach, but it happens even when you're walking down the street, you have people offering you services and things like that. I don't fault them for that because they're just trying to provide for their family. They're actually offering you a service or a product that you might not have, you know, to support themselves. And it's more gracious to say, gracias. And then like, you can nod your head no. But when you're walking past somebody, they offer you, say, a candy bar, and you say, gracias. But saying thank you is better than saying no thank you.
Right.
But in America, it's the opposite. It's like, do you want a candy bar? It's like, that's what we do in America. And that's not very nice either. But that's what it's like in Mexico when somebody offers you something and you say, no, thank you. It's kind of like doing this. So you want to go, gracias. That's what it's a lot more polite. You know. And they appreciate it because you're basically saying, I don't want this item, but thank you for offering. Thank you for your warmth.
You know what? Yes, exactly. It's the warmth thing because they're not coming at you like I'm trying to sell you, you know, whatever.
Right.
They're coming at, we really like this. I really like my product. I want you to have it.
Yeah. You know? I like chicles and I want you to have chicles. Maybe you have bad breath.
Yeah. You might never know.
They're doing you a favor. Do you understand?
Exactly.
Oh, pay with credit card when you can. Oh. That's another thing because you'll get the best exchange rate. Say if the dollar, right now it's at 18, I think, for the dollar. So if you pay with a card, I use an Amex. Right. It's not mine. It's just, some guy I dated.
Exactly.
But Amex is pretty safe because you get a text message right away. Or make sure that they bring the card reader to you. Otherwise, you will be buying them a new house, depending on how big your balance is. Tell them your story.
Okay, well, we went to, she wanted to get a massage. I wanted to get a mani-pedi.
Happy ending.
Right away, you walk off the resort. You know you're going to get a better price by the locals. Lisa found a place that had a really good price for a massage, and the price for the mani-pedi was 450 pesos.
Yeah.
So I went down the street and found another place that was offering it And they offered it for more money. But right. Because I remembered that this, you know, that I could get it over here for this much money, you know, hey, they do price matching here is my point, I guess.
Yeah. 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 They are like the Best Buy of yeah. Mexico. Yeah. Anywhere you go here, go, they were going to charge me this down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, the walk away. It's a great technique. I do that on dates. I'm like, oh, you're not going to pay for my extra shrimp? Bye. And then I start walking. And then they're like, oh, wait, come back. I want a kiss. So yes, I will get you the extra shrimp. So bottom line, we hope that you visit Mexico or Peru, you know, because that's where my parents are from. And I know it can seem kind of daunting and intimidating and scary to go to another country. But honestly, the people are just like us. Mm-hmm. Like there's parts of America I don't want to go to because it's kind of scary. But there's good people and bad people everywhere. Right, so lead with the benefit of the doubt, and I think you'll be really happy.
Right.
Yeah. That's and there's some hot guys here.
Oh yeah.
Most of them are gay, but they're hot. They're really nice to look at. Go to the romantic zone. I came to know Puerto Vallarta, or PV, as most of the locals call it, through my friend's Spanish immersion school. So, yes, I'm Latina, but I don't practice it very much. I mean, I sound pretty white, right? I'm actually from Chicago. Da Bears and Doubles and Cicero. You should drive down Cicero.
Cicero's in.
No, Cicero on 33rd. That's how we talk. I'm from Chicago. I have more of a Chicago accent than I have a Latino accent. Basically, when you have parents that are immigrants, Sarah's Italian as well. Her parents are from there. They usually try to tell us don't speak the language. They don't want to have an accent. It's not that they don't want you to know the language, but when I got into like first grade, that's when my father was like, no more Spanish in the house. But my parents would speak Spanish to me and I would have to respond in English so that they could learn English and I could minimize my accent, because before that I was fluent.
Oh, wow.
But then I got so trained to constantly respond in English that I lost how to speak it. So now I speak kind of Spanglish, which is a bummer. It's so embarrassing. And I love traveling to Latin countries. Mm. So I'm like, I'm going to go back to Spanish school, you know? So I went to this place called the Spanish Experience Center. Mm. And that's where I met one of my very close friends, Enrique. And he owns the school. Here's a picture of Enrique coming to my birthday party. See?
¡Feliz cumpleaños!
Yay! This is my friend Enrique partying with me.
This is a Mexican taxi. That's Sarah. This is the driver.
Otra vuelta.
Aquí está. These are where we keep the chickens. This is a taxi in Mexico. ¡Órale!
¡Órale!
The Spanish Experience Center. We are going to put a link in the show notes. Is that how you say it?
Yep, that's how you say it.
That's how I said it right. I know. Sarah's been training me up. So we will be putting a link in the description. Go to the school. It's 2 blocks from the beach. It's in Puerto Vallarta. They couldn't be kinder. The teachers are unbelievable, and they will take you out to party. That's the best part. And you'd go salsa dancing. So you learn not just Spanish, but all about the culture, which is so fun.
Yeah.
That's how I found this place. And I've been coming back ever since. And that was like almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Have I learned any more Spanish? Nope. Just the swear words. Órale, mierda. So We would love for you to share your story with us, because I'm not here to just inspire you. You are also inspiring me. You're inspiring Sarah.
For sure.
And we're going to air them on the podcast. So go to findthefunnypodcast.com and record your story. You can record up to a minute and a half.
So, audio record.
So yeah. Practice your story before you record. Otherwise, you'll get cut off. If you haven't gotten to a point within your situation that's difficult where you can laugh at it, that's where we come in. That's where I take your story and I'll share it with other comedians and we will help you find the funny. Thank you so much for all the amazing stories and dick pics. I'm so touched, right? I mean, yeah. Some of them were really weird. Like one had a left turn. It was gross, but it's the sentiment that counts. And that's... Another thing is, ask me questions.
Yeah.
People ask all kinds of questions when I get off stage and I'm like in performance mode and I'm trying to take pictures of everything and, excuse me, I had tacos. Can you hear that? We are in Mexico. There's so much construction here that, like, so dumb.
Oh my God.
See, that was supposed to be a touching moment, and I have to make it a farting joke. I mean, that's what comedians do.
Right.
It was a bit hacky, but I like it, so we're keeping it in. Wait, you do it. Hear the farting noise, but we're gonna edit it in because it's hysterical.
We're gonna enhance it. So.
Why do I always close that eye on a fart? I don't know. Let's try to do the.
Try to do the other side.
Yeah, exactly. That was a good one, Sarah. Anyway, we're gonna show you more of the resort that we're at right now, and thank you for the birthday wishes. Thank you so much for subscribing. Please subscribe on YouTube because necesito dinero. Tú sabes, ¿verdad?
I think it's time to say goodbye.
We're going to say goodbye, but we're going to leave you with some really fun clips too.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Okay.
Sarah, yeah. I'm Lisa. It's Find the Funny, and we will see you in a week or two. We don't know. Love you. Bye. Thank you.